Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I gotta get ready, make everything right. Monday night football's coming on tonight.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I see what you did with 3:30 Country. You made it appropriate for today.
Thank you.
That's all right.
I didn't even catch on to that.
Yeah.
Not bad.
And that's
like
the real Monday Night Football song.
Totally.
Mean, that is the one.
Eh.
What?
I'm okay with Carrie.
Eh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that was the one.
Come on, man. Yeah. Are you ready for some football?
I think that wasn't the Frank Allen Dan.
No.
What was the Frank Allen Dan one then?
Well, it was Hank Williams, but yeah. That was an earlier version of it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. This is 90s.
Yeah.
I don't know how to play.
215. Oh, no. Oh, it's 3:30.
Come on.
I forgot it's Monday, not Friday, but there is a game tonight, which means we have Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast. The world's most accurate forecast from the world's most accurate forecaster, of course.
They got candles, they got the warmers, they got everything for you, baby. You know what?
Always great timing.
Hello, fella. It's finally here. After 15 days of contemplation, Eagles Packers, get your popcorn ready and put your long johns on. The frozen tundra and the warm from under. We got no love for their quarterback. Music, please.
Oh, get it.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Lambeau Field. I remember one time I was doing a sideline hit. All of a sudden, Brett Favre starts texting me these crazy pics.
Oh, God.
Are you kidding me? These are pics you don't want to see. Dick Butkus, Dick Vermeil, Dick LeBeau. I mean, one after the other. Dick Vitale, Dick Schaap, Dick.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I kind of like Green Bay. Of course, I'm partial to the gals in the Midwest. Worked with a weather gal. We called her Bubble Bottoms. I found out the hard way what the frozen tundra was really like. Come on. Her real name was Frigid Bridget Lombardi. You know those Green Bay gals, corn-fed and well-bred? I won't even turn my head around for a skinny gal. Anybody knows anything about me knows I like a biggin. Every once in a while, a man needs to be coached hard, disciplined, whipped into shape. Lombardi could deliver. After that, she tried to give me cheesehead on the way to the game. Colder as the game gets longer tonight, bring your mittens. And your muff, whichever your preference.
Okay. All right.
I've been to Lambeau many times. They sell the... In the stands, you get the cheese curds, the bratwurst, Some places will sell you roasted chestnut, not Lambo. You're going to have numb nuts.
Okay.
You'll hear them yelling in the stands, Colbert, numb nuts. No YouTube TV for the game, so my friend Al Morgani can't get it at home. So his TV's fine, but he's got to go to Sportsters to watch the game. Hey, YouTube TVers, if you try hard enough, you'll never have a bad day. You know, your dad taught me that when Howard Eskin, he was an innovator, a real MacGyver type. Last blackout, he made himself into an old school antenna. Yeah, he climbed onto the roof, wrapped his ass in tinfoil, and did a handstand to get reception. He looked like a frozen ham hock in your freezer.
Wow. I didn't know he was so athletic.
We watched the whole game. Howard got away with just a light rash on his upper thigh. Come on, upper 30. Kick off. By the end of the game, it'll drop to 20. You know, that's a far cry from when we played these guys last year in Brazil. Ike remembers that trip. We were at the Miss Bum Bum pageant. I think they were practicing the tush tush. Oh, yeah, that was me, Ike, Mo Cheeks, Jeff Reardon, Keith McKeister, all out of the steakhouse. I asked for a Brazilian. They brought the steak, but they didn't get all the hair off it. So I ordered. I called an audible. I ordered the shaved roast beef. What a presentation. That steak was hung like sleeve of wizards. Come on. I ended up getting waxed instead. Light winds out of the south tonight. Low down the 21 degrees. You know, just a few years ago, we're out in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers talked us into going into that total darkness isolation chamber. That's a little different, Dyke, than the weather we had down at Fort Lauderdale, that trip you were talking about earlier. Anyway, it was Aaron Rodgers. We were all in there in the dark with him. It was me, Ike, Rodgers, Ray Rhodes, Reggie White, Antonio Freeman, Doug Peterson, and Chris Sims. We all started bumping into walls. The room was dark and cold. I was keeping my hands warm between two pillows. That's when Reggie turned around and said, "Hey, those are pillows." Reggie was a jokester. Well, we got the Philly weather tonight.
Clear, yeah, please.
Colder, going down to 32 degrees. It should be warmer inside if you're watching the game with Al at the sports bar. Green Bay weather overcast, going down to 25. If you're out there, wear your thermal underwear for the frozen vagenda. You heard it here first. Send all complaints to Rob Lakeman. Take care of Tornado Shapiro. Music, please.
All right.
No music.
There he goes. No music.
Oh, man.
I had to hit him. I had to pop him once.
Man.
Yeah.
The frozen vagenda. I didn't hear it the first time.
Oh, you said it twice. He said it twice. You know, he did mention all the people.
I didn't hear him the first time.
All the people who have YouTube TV can't watch the game.
Yes.
You know, you can hear it on WIP yes. Whenever. You can hear it on the radio, also the free Odyssey app. So if you are one of the unlucky people who are not able to watch the game tonight, remember you can listen on WIP. 215-592-9494.
It's tough, man. It's tough.
Dave in Athens, Georgia. You're on WIP. What's up, Dave?
I can't believe you guys put me on after Weather Shapiro.
What? Don't you have a follow-up, a really strong follow-up? You ever go anywhere with Ike?
I'd love to go somewhere with Ike. What are you doing later tonight?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, that was incredible. I was going to do a Tampa 330 country, but Fritz got it in there on you.
Yeah, he did. Doesn't listen to me.
He's the type of guy where at first, you know, you don't really enjoy him, but then Fritz kind of like wears you down.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Like a fungus.
Yep.
like a fungus. Well, as soon as you shut down the 330 country, Spike, I was like, well, now we got to advocate for it. And
of course.
There's good country, though. There's good country. There's good country out there.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see, Dave. Yeah.
All right, well, I got to do a little bear poking here. So I often get to listen kind of throughout the day, and I love the lateral programming. You guys have great shows all day long. And I don't know how the basketball thing came up with the camera,
But I will say the other day when you had him on and that lady called up and just cooked him for not giving Joe Ritchie or Ritchie any time to talk, I really think he's been reflective, like listening to the show. Like, he's really, like, he's a professional. Like, I feel like he's taking that feedback. But they mentioned when you talked to Mayock the other day and he called Fritz an oof. He actually called him an oaf. He said, he's an oaf, and it was right around 7:40 this morning, so I don't know if he's trying to throw shade across shows.
Hold on, Mayock called Fritz an oaf?
No, the camera called Fritz an oaf, not Mike Mayock.
Yeah. Okay. Not Mayock. No, like the camera.
So that'd be amazing if Mayock started calling Jack
Mayock. Yeah, I'm like, what, did I miss that?
Yeah, evil Mayock. Yeah.
He's coming for everybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. So I don't know if there's some firing back or what. But
nah, I'll let him go.
I will take care.
Yeah. The camera's last appearance on the show was so rough that I feel like I owe him one. So we'll let that one go. Yeah.
You were like almost, you're like, I did not, this is not what I wanted to see happen.
It is not. Yeah, I did not want him to get cooked like that. Yeah. So you fired up. Are you from Philly, Dave? You're calling from Athens?
Yes, I was born in Philadelphia. I grew up in Delaware, a longtime Eagles fan, and then we relocated down here years ago, and just, you know, keeping the dream alive. Unlike that guy from earlier, I have a son who's born here, and I'm not forcing him into Philadelphia in him.
Okay.
But it's been real cool with all these UGA players showing up on the Eagles. So we got this Philly dog thing.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of Eagles fans around Athens nowadays. I love it.
Really? So you see a lot of Eagles fans? Oh, because of the Georgia players on the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. Well, and down there, it's not really big pro football area. It's college football area.
Yeah, definitely. You know? SEC. Yeah. Love the SEC down there.
Yeah, exactly. They love their Bulldogs. And, you know, growing up in Delaware, you know, as an Eagles fan, it's not really college football terrain. For me, at least. So it's been real cool to see all. They're talking Philly dogs, and there's people wear. I saw someone at the soccer field yesterday, my son's game, wearing an Eagle shirt. I was like, "Go Birds!" Yelling across the thing.
There you go.
Go Birds!
There you go. You're fired up for tonight. Birds going to get a win tonight. Easy one.
Oh man, I'm fired up. A little nervous, but you know, I'm like Hugh was earlier. You know, I'm like. I'm optimistic. I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm excited though. I got my Eagles scarf on. And you guys were talking about the next two games. I feel like this is the one you really, really want, and you'd love to get the Lions next week, too.
Well, the Lions are at home, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and
it's Sunday night.
Yeah, Sunday night football. Thank you for the call, Dave. Yeah, they're both big games. They're both big games. 215-592-9494. Big game in your home. That game, you've been playing a game, you've been losing it with your old drafty windows. Losing that game, that's why you got to call Guida. Right now, the buy one, get one half off sale on all qualifying windows and doors. Guida going to help you out getting into winter there. You worry about all that cold air coming into your house, make your energy bills go up. And forget about the energy bills for a second. Just laying in bed with the cold air coming in. You want to be comfortable.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Got It can help you get there, and they make buying the windows and doors more comfortable too. As I said, you can mix and match with the savings with the buy one, get one half off sale, depending on what your needs are. Buy an entry door, get half off a storm door. Buy a patio door, 50% off a window. The more you get, the more you're going to save. You start your project with no money down, not one penny, and 18 months of interest-free financing. So this is for a limited time, and the restrictions apply. So call Guida today. Schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. You know, speaking of the Packers, Ike, I was on our Odyssey station in Milwaukee earlier, and they were asking what we thought of the Packers.
Yeah.
And it is amazing to think, you know, when they traded for Micah Parsons prior to the season, I think we all thought at that moment that the Packers put themselves in position to be team to beat in the NFC.
Yeah.
And they've been good this year, but only good. There hasn't been a time this year where it really felt like the Packers have arrived. You know?
Yeah, and getting Micah late and then trying to figure out a way to incorporate him into the defense and that sort of thing probably didn't help them early. They've had some injuries. The offense doesn't always necessarily click. And I've always felt with that Packers offense, while they certainly have been a good team the last, 3 years? They've been in the playoffs the last 2 years.
Yep.
Got the win 2 years ago on the road in Dallas. You know, last year they ran into us in the first round. No shame in losing that game here in Philadelphia, so I won't even hold that against them. But they never really have really come off to me as a team I would fear. And it's because of their offense.
There's never a rhythm to it.
Yeah, and they don't have, other than Josh Jacobs, now the kid that just got hurt, Tucker Kraft,
yeah.
He stepped up and became a force to be reckoned with last year. But they don't have the offensive weapons that would really ever, it never put me in fear. It's like, it's a good, solid team, but they're not going to come out and just dominate you and blow you away. You know, and Jaden Reed was their best receiver. He's a slot receiver.
Right. And now they're Dobbs and Watson.
Watson have never really lived up to what they were supposed to. This kid they drafted this year out of Texas, Matthew Golden, I believe it was, first round draft pick, like a 4-2 or whatever it was. He hasn't really, like, so their offense has never really been consistent, which is why I never really feared them, along with Jordan Love. Jordan Love is an up and down player as well.
Yeah, he's boom or bust. And just watching him, watching Jordan Love makes me appreciate Jalen. Just because Jordan Love, it just seems like there's more. I don't mind a quarterback. You know, I like Baker. I don't mind a quarterback that'll take some chances.
Yeah.
It just seems like the balance with his taking chances and taking a chances and it working out to some great play is not even.
Right.
You know, like there's just more. Baker, it seems like there's once or twice a game you're like, I don't know if I would have done that. But then there's 10 times where he pulls it off. It just doesn't seem like Jordan Love pulls it off as much as he should for a guy that takes as many chances.
Now, we'll
as he
give
does.
Him this. When you usually doubt him, he'll find a way to win a game.
Sure.
And then that's when Green Bay jumps back to the forefront and everybody's talking about him. But I've never viewed them like I do the Rams.
Yep.
Right? Like, even this year, like Seattle, I want to respect Seattle because I like Sam Darnold. But I'm like, we get to the postseason, Sam Darnold has to show me he can do it in the postseason.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's a damn good football team.
Yeah.
But you got to do it in the postseason.
This segment sponsored by NJM Insurance. The other thing that happened when we were on the phone, he was talking about the acquisitions of the trade deadline.
Yeah.
And we talked about Jalen Phillips. And then I said, you know, and then Jair Alexander, if he can reclaim the Fountain of Youth. And they started laughing. This is the more, they were like, good luck with that.
In Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. They're like, good luck with Jair Alexander.
Yeah.
So, you know, they saw plenty of him, clearly.
Yeah.
And it was a little odd in that Jair Alexander said, I feel fine. I wasn't not playing because of an injury. It was because they wanted to play young guys. And then the Eagles don't have him active for this game when Phillips is. And they said, like, knee rehab.
Yeah, coach's decision.
Lee. Yeah.
That seemed weird to me.
No, it's probably harder to pick up what he has to do than what Jalen Phillips has familiarity with Vic Fangio. If I want to make an excuse for it.
Yeah.
You know,
but here's the thing, though. Here's what I would say to that, Spike. coverage is coverage. Cover one, cover two, cover right. three, cover four. Like, man, like, it's still the same coverage. And if he was healthy, say if he was healthy and he was ready to go, it can't hurt you to have him there for depth. I mean, the other kid, is he playing tonight?
Ja'Corian Bennett.
Ja'Corian Bennett. Yeah. Like, I don't know if he's playing tonight. Dory Jackson, he's coming off an injury.
You would assume.
So what's their depth?
Does Keelan Ringo start out there tonight?
I'm assuming that's who it is tonight.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's who it is tonight, Keelan Ringo. And who's his backup?
It would be Jackson. I mean, Dory Jackson he's out of concussion protocol.
Okay, so he is
out.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He was full participant on Friday.
Okay. Yeah. Also, then, yeah, it's those two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I thought Dory maybe was questionable if he was going to play.
215-592-9494. Seth in media. You're on WIP. What's up, Seth?
What's going on, guys? Long time no talk.
What's up, Seth?
Not much, man. Ike, you and I go way back. Our record for when I call in for a nationally televised game like this, a Thursday or Monday night, this will be 4-0 after we win tonight.
Okay.
So I'm just going to have to keep making sure I'm on top of that whenever we get one.
All right.
And then shout out to my man Rashad, who called in earlier, and then the last caller that just called in from Athens. My daughter lives up in Massachusetts, and I only see her every other weekend. She's 11 years old. She's born down here, raised for a good portion of her childhood. Mm-hmm. Last year, I brought her to, or 2 years ago, I brought her to a Phillies game down here. Mm-hmm. And I only see her every other weekend, and so she gets a lot of that New England stuff up there. When I brought her down here to her first Phillies game, let me tell you what, she was infected with the love and the passion. It was a game where Bryce Harper hit his inside the park home run.
Okay.
She was freaking out. Last year, I was up there for a long weekend, watched the Rams game with her, the playoff game. She was freaking out in that game. So if it's in their blood, it's in their blood. It don't matter where they go.
That's true. Yeah. Listen, if you as a parent, if you instill that in them, you're right. They'll take that no matter where they go.
I just keep thinking about Rashad's kid if the Lions go to the Super Bowl. The entire school is at a pep rally, and Rashad's in the corner looking at draft picks for Howie in April.
I mean, at least he's saying you know what to Dallas.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
For him.
For sure.
So I think that I called in earlier today, and I've been riding this now for a few days. I'm not really scared of Green Bay. I don't think this is necessarily like a make or break game for the Eagles. But considering the injuries that Green Bay does have, I don't see anything less than a rout. I mean, I'm like a four spot. You know what I mean? Like I like maybe 42 to 15.
42.
Oh yeah. Oh, you want 45? I'm so tired of being scared of like being apprehensive. This team, this is a good team. This is a great team. This team, it doesn't have to be. There was talk earlier in the week about they're not elite. Are they elite? You know, it's been happening. They don't have to be. This is such a mediocre NFC all across the board. They just got to be better than everybody else, and for the most part, they are, with the exception of the couple of clunkers that they played. They've been really good, and they've been really good for a few years now. So I think we got to expect this. Mm. I think they got to walk in there. The offensive line has to walk in there and look Micah Parsons and his friends in the face and treat him like Bernie Mac and tell him they ain't scared of him.
Yeah.
And they got to disguise a couple of things. I said this earlier. I think they thought I meant like trick plays. I don't think trick plays. I just think they got to be really clever with the way that they're scheming and setting guys up. Make Micah bite on like a play action and then just float like a 15-yard pass. Let your receivers work for it. You know what I mean? Let them, they want the ball. They want to earn it. Give it to them. You know what I mean? Let them eat because everybody's expecting them to feed Saquon. And I'm not saying he's not going to have a good game, but I could see this one, them zeroing in on Saquon, kind of like the Chiefs did in the Super Bowl. And we just eat him up down the field. Where's Dotson at? We need Dotson.
Now we're calling for Dotson.
I mean, everybody. I think all the receivers eat today. You know what I mean? Because they're going to be so focused on if the Eagles offensive line can give Jalen Hurts enough time to get to go through his progressions, he's gonna eat them up. I see it happen, and I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see Jalen Hurts run for a little bit.
All right,
Seth. Well, 40, 42, 45.
Yeah, I'm on the road.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing we have to watch for, Jalen's only turned the ball over twice total, right? One interception, one fumble. Mm-hmm. Is the like that pass rush getting to him and Parsons getting to him and a fumble
ball.
There.
Yeah, man. Don't hold that ball. That boy, listen, he is relentless.
Yes.
He does not stop pursuing the quarterback.
Yeah, and he's fat. Yes. You're not outrunning
no,
him.
Hell no, you're not outrunning him.
This segment was brought to you by NJM Insurance.
He's a freak, man.
While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJMinsurance.com to learn more. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we have, what do we think Elliot's wearing in Green Bay right now?
Oh, he's probably got a nice pea coat.
Definitely got a pea coat on.
Scarf.
Sand-colored pea coat.
Scarf. And
definitely
no hat.
A scarf.
No hat. Is he wearing earmuffs?
Earmuffs.
Yeah, he's got little muffs on. Yeah.
Can't wear the hat because he can't mess his hair up.
Yeah.
So we will talk to Elliot next about what's going on there in Green Bay. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.